1411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 3. And I want to begin reading at verse 16, 17, and 18. And because the text is extensive and our time is limited, most of us know this story about the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But what I want to do is try and walk through some of these scriptures to give us some principles, some helpful holy hints on how to survive in a situation. I think it's helpful no matter what your situation is, because principles, laws, especially of God's word, don't change. And they are profitable regardless of who practices them. The stories or the accounts in the Bible are there so that we might learn from them how the God that blessed them can bless us. How the God that brought them through can bring us through, according to Romans 15:4, which says, "Wherefore all things which were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures we might have hope." So Daniel chapter 3, beginning at verse 16, Rita.
Verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17. "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, mm-hmm. and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. "But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up."
All right, let's go to verse 24, 25.
Verse 24. "Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king." Verse 25. "He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the son of God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Just to share briefly with those of you who may not be familiar with this story, the king has been given some misinformation concerning this idea of having no one ask anything of any other god other than the golden image which the king has set up for 30 days. There are three men that decided that they would not bow to this golden image because of their dedication and commitment to the Lord Jehovah. And they were fiercely committed to their God. In the midst of this situation, just like Daniel, who was also tempted and tried as well, would not give in to the demands of those who were the captives of the Jews at this time. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had an issue, and he, again, like most human kings over kingdoms, had an ego issue that made him think that he was on the level of God. And when you got folk around you who know how to boost your ego up and fool you so that they are able to benefit while you are in office, knowing that sometimes if the king or the power seat changes, so does the persons in the position around them. They did it also for their own self-aggrandizement. And so he was again allowed to call this decree. And so he said, when you hear the sound of the music, I want you to bow down and worship the golden image. Well, they played the trumpet, the sound, the cornet, the flute, all of these different instruments. And everybody bowed down but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, the counselors and the people around the king knew that these men would not bow because they had set this up to set them up. They set the king up to decree this so that they could set up these three Hebrew boys. When the music sounded, everybody bowed. They bowed down, looking up to see if Shadrach and Meshach would be bowing. And they stood tall on the word, the will, and the way of God. Then those counselors and all those folk touched the king, said, King, those boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're not bowing before your image. King says, call them forth. The king has a personal conversation with them. He said, boys, I don't think y'all understood the rules here. I want you, when you hear the music, to bow down and worship this golden image which I have set up. And so when he told me, listen, I'm going to give you another chance. When you hear the music, just bow down. Bow down. And so when he thought he had said everything he needed to say, he knew they weren't crazy. He knew they understood what he said. He was clear about the fact that his instructions were clear. He said, all right, now let's get it on now. He said, all right, hit it. Hit it. And the musicians started playing. And they stood straight on up. But here's what the boys did. They said, O king, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. Let's be clear about this. We heard what you said. We understood what you said. But we know who we are, and we know whose we are. and we are not going to bow down to your image. Let me say something first of all. It's good to know who you are. And if you know who you are, it does not change where you are. You are who you are no matter where you are. And that means if you're real at home, you'll be real at job, you'll be real at church, you'll be real in the shopping center. You'll be real everywhere you are because you are real. If you're true and faithful, you'll be true, faithful wherever you are. And so there are some people who are true only in thought, in, well, let me put it this way. When Jesus called the Jews hypocrites and those who were following him hypocrites in the 23rd chapter of Matthew in the 22nd verse, and when he says, "Woe unto you hypocrites," the very word hypocrite meant play acting or imitators or imposters. And so a whole lot of folk know how to put on a what they call game face. They know how to play act. Have you ever met some folk who were play actors? That's pretenders. They act like they were your friends. And then in time you found out they weren't who they say they were. Have you met people who pretended to be one thing and found out they were altogether something else? How many of you have gotten in relationship, you met one person and found out later they were another person? Y'all getting kind of quiet. You must be sitting next to some imposters. How many times have you misjudged folk because they put on a face like they were one thing, but you found out later they were totally different? Now, I like the old school song that says, some people are made of plastic. Some people are made of wood. Some people have hearts of stone. Some people are up to no good. But then he goes on to say this, but listen, I'm for real. As real can get. If what you're looking for is real love, what you see, don't get all holy on me like you don't know this, is what you get. Don't you wish everybody were real enough to say what you see is what you get? But you can't be sure all the time what you see is even what you see. How many times have you seen what you thought was a woman? Look like a woman, dress like a woman, twist like a woman. Don't get, oh Lord. Come to find out that that was just as much a man as you were. Vice versa. I'm just trying to help you understand. People are hypocrites many times because they are not who they claim to be, represent to be. Who you are is what you are, where you are, and what you are in. And these three boys were real. They were real. They were committed and dedicated to God because they were real. Now listen at this, because there are several things I want to help you understand to be able to survive in this situation you're in. These three boys ought to be a helpful holy hint as to how you can handle it. Number one, they remained focused on God. See, if you're going to survive your situation, you can't focus on the situation. You've got to focus on the God who's able to control the situation. They were focused on God. The Bible says the God that we serve is able. The God that we honor, we worship, we pray to is able. Our focus is on God and not the fire. Second thing I want to tell you is they remained faithful. Faithful. Well, how do you say that? Because in verse 18 they say, but if not. If he doesn't deliver us, even though we know he can, we still won't bow to your image. He is God and God alone. They were faithful to that. You will be surprised how many folk are faithful to God when it's good. But when it gets bad, when the times get tough, when the storms begin to rage, they then turn on God, or they question God whether or not God is still able to keep them, to sustain them, to bring them through. And when the devil bears down on them and God doesn't show up as quickly as they want God to, many times they change their position on their commitment to God. Listen, God never promised that every day would be an easy day, a sunshiny day, a day that will go your way. For the Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good. That means the bad works together with the good. The up works together with the down. The in works together with the out. Every situation, when it is through working, it works out for your good. Don't just look at one situation and say, oh God, you failed me. God, why did you let this happen to me? God, why didn't you warn me? God, why didn't you deal with me about this thing and have me to know what was going on so I could have avoided this? Sometimes God don't want you to avoid certain situations. God wants you to go through them so that you can be further defined and defined as a true child of God. You see, there are some things you won't ever learn unless you go through some stuff. I believe I've got some witnesses in here who will tell you, I'm better off after I've come through some stuff than I ever was before I ever went through some stuff. You become a better Christian, a stronger Christian, a more mature Christian when you go through some things and know that God has brought you out. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear any evil. Why, David? For thou art with me. I say, for thou art with me. And see, that's all I'm trying to help you to understand. You can make it through anything if God is with you. When your storm rages, when the wind blows, when the water gets in your ship, as long as Jesus is in the ship with you, somebody ought to know everything will be all right. I don't care if you're going through the fiery furnace, as long as Jesus is in the fire. I wish I had a helper. Everything will be all right. So when they would not bow, the king's message was urgent. Heat up the fire seven times hotter than it ought to have been. But the king didn't know seven was God's perfect number. And God didn't move at that moment. But he let the king heat up the fire seven times hotter. And God waited. And then the king called his mightiest men to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to prepare to throw them in the fire. But listen at this. Just read it. The fire was so hot that the men that the king got to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire to burn up, those men that brought them to the fire got burned up in the fire before Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego had ever gotten in there. But since they were on their way there, they went on in there. Bound, shackled. And listen at this. The king was astonished that when they, again, he looked in the fire and they were in the fire, not only were they not dead, because when they went in the fire, or if, as the word says, they were bound and thrown down in the fire. Can I tell you what they did when they were down there? They say, well, since we're already down, this is a good position to pray in. And I want to tell you, when you're down, y'all ought to hear me today. Don't whine, don't cry. Don't act like, Lord, and I know you can't fix this. I know, God, you can't handle this. Now, say, God, I know you allowed this for a reason. And because I know you allowed it for a reason, I might not understand it right now, but I want to thank you that you counted me worthy, that you trusted me to try me in the fire. And before you know it, when they got up, Jesus was in the fire waiting on them. And when they got up, listen at this, they had fellowship and they followed through with praise in the fire. How can you say that? Because the Bible says they had their hands lifted up and they were dancing in the fire. That was a dance of victory. That was a dance of praise. That was a dance of thanksgiving to God for keeping them in the fire. And the king was on his throne, jumped up from his throne, ran to the door of the furnace, called all of his counselors. Did not I throw three men in the fire? Am I seeing things? The fourth one looks like the Son of God. Listen, listen. How did he know what the image of the Son of God looked like? My brothers and sisters, let me tell you, Eastern kings were trained in spiritual matters. Now, you need to know spiritual matters aren't all holy. Some spirits are hellish. I need you to hear me today. Because you say spiritual doesn't make it automatic holy. Spiritual has to do with the world of the spirits. And in the world of the spirits, there are good spirits and evil spirits. And you've got to know that the evil spirits know the good spirits. I told you in Acts 19 when the seven sons of Sceva tried to use the power of Paul, who was in relationship with Jesus Christ, and they tried to use the power, the anointing that Jesus had on Paul's life, when they tried to use that power, and they said, by the power of Jesus Christ, you know, I adjure you. And them demons said, what? Wait a minute. They checked out the seven sons of Sceva on that list. Because I heard old preachers say, when you're born again, you have three copies. One goes to heaven. One goes to you. And the other goes to hell. So that the devil will know who belongs to the Lord. And when they checked the record, they found out that the seven sons of Sceva were not on the Lamb's Book of Life. And they said, Jesus, we know. And Paul, we know. But who that talking about using Jesus' power? Who that? Don't get all holy on me here. And the Bible says those demons whipped the clothes off of them and ran them out in the street naked. Listen, why? Because the demons trembled at the name of Jesus. And those foolish men didn't have any idea what name they were playing with. So when the demons found out they didn't have the anointing, the covering, the protection of Jesus, they got mad because they had gotten scared that it was their time. I want to try and tell you, brothers and sisters, listen, that even the evil spirits know the good spirits. And see, he looked like the Son of God. Now, they had remained faith focused. They remained faithful. And that they had decided, they had resolved that they would follow through and fellowship in praise with the Lord. And that's what they did. Where? In the fire. This is a note for somebody. You can praise him before you get in the fire. And most folk praise him when they come out of the fire. But if you remain focused and faithful, you can praise him in the fire.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Broadnax will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists,